The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. Put on all your body armor, all the things that you use to protect yourself from danger, and we will step into the danger zone. And you know, what we suggest you do to protect yourself from danger would be to check out newconstructs.com. where you can get, among other things, the most attractive and most dangerous stocks list that they produce each month. And you know, if you listen to this show, that the way it works is that New Constructs evaluate stocks and they go from a scale of most attractive down to most dangerous. And we talk with David Trainer each week to discuss some of the things that wind up being in the danger zone. If you want more information, as I said, it's newconstructs.com, or you can follow them on Twitter, where it's at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
Now, David, let's get right to it. Who is in the danger zone this week?
Office Max is in the danger zone this week.
Danger, danger.
Office Max, it's ticker symbol OMX. And what's going on with Office Max? I mean, this sort of seems to be your benign, it should go on no problem kind of business. How do you go from office supplies to danger zone?
You know, I think the Office Max business model's in trouble. I don't really see how they're going to do any better or fare any better than what Circuit City fared or Best Buy is in terms of competing with their online competition.
But then, if that's the case, wouldn't that also apply to, say, a Staples? And so why does Office Max, is it just that the whole model's changing, so eventually that'll go collect everybody? Or is Office Max in a uniquely difficult and dangerous position?
Well, you know, Chuck, I didn't know I could put two securities in the danger zone in one meeting, so I chose Office Max. But you asked an excellent question. There is a distinction between Office Max and Staples. All right, two reasons I wouldn't put Staples in there. One, the economics of that business are much, much better. That's the first reason. And the reason they're better is because Staples actually has a huge, what I might call institutional business, where they do a lot of direct-to-customer delivery, you know, for large corporate customers. These are big bulk shipments.
Right.
Right. You know, so that's a completely different model. And they also have a retail-facing part of their business, but they're closing that down. They're really trimming that down. Office Max does not have that same institutional-type business. It's more retail-oriented. And look, when's the last time you went into an Office Max store?
A long time ago.
Maybe never. Well, I went into one recently, and it's empty. There's nobody there. There's a couple where I live, and I rarely go in, and I'm buying a couple pencils, and I'm thinking to myself, all the expense to put this store up for, you know, when someone could just as easily buy it online, but think about how expensive this is. Talking about all the capital and equipment used to create the store. Or if not, you're paying a lot to lease this property, right? A big property. And then you've got to pay, and because you got to buy all the inventory that you need to fill those shelves. And you got to pay people to run the store, to organize the inventory, to load the inventory, stock the inventory, get rid of inventory, clean the store. Huge amount of expense for every one of those stores that offers absolutely almost no advantage to ordering online, except that you can get that pencil you might need just that much sooner. And so it's a broken model in much the same way that the Circuit City was a broken model. You know, the cost of having all that expensive electronic equipment on the shelf is, you know, it ate away at their margins more quickly because that equipment's more expensive. But I just don't see why people aren't going to buy the majority of their office supplies online as opposed to driving somewhere to go pick up, you know, some printer paper or some pencils.
Okay. And obviously, it's not just that the model is broken. There's financial issues here as well.
Yeah. To me, a lot of times, the reason I really like the work I do is that the financial issues are the early indication of the deterioration of a business model. And that's really what I think we're seeing here with OfficeMax. So there were two issues. One is that they've got about $1 billion in off-balance sheet debt. And, you know, it's more than their market cap. It's almost as much as their on-balance sheet debt. It's a big amount. Not necessarily the end of the world, but what I've found in this business is that when companies are looking to kind of cook the books a little bit, you know, they start messing with the balance sheet first because a lot fewer people look there. As you know, Chuck, the marketplace is pretty much entirely focused on the income statement side of things. So balance sheets kind of go unnoticed for the most part. So $1 billion in off-balance sheet debt. The other thing, and this is really the more troubling sign, is that there's $2 billion of assets written off in the last few years, pretty much in the last 4 years. $2 billion worth of capital, right? That's a significant portion of their entire balance sheet, right? I think it's two-thirds of their reported net assets have basically been written off over the last 4 years.
So we put it all together, and what's a reasonable valuation on the stock?
As I said, I think this thing can go to zero. I think it's going to go the way of Circuit City. I don't think this business is going to be around.
And over what time period?
Predicting exactly when is tough. You know, I mean, I've identified things in the past that were, you know, even I think graver signs of financial illness, and it took, you know, 10 months, a year to unfold. But I just don't, it's hard for me to say exactly, Chuck, but I believe it will be within the next year.
Wow. OfficeMax, ticker symbol OMX, and the call here is going to zero. And you can certainly see it from the business model, and then as you dig into those finances and you see those write-downs and everything else, well, you understand why David Trainer says it's in the danger zone, although I think going to zero, that's through the danger zone and to the crash space or something. But
it's the hell zone.
There we go. The hell zone for OfficeMax, headed to hell. And if you don't want to go to hell with your investments, maybe you should go to newconstructs.com. Check out the information that David and his staff put together. Also follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Chuck.
There's much more to go on the Monday, February 4th edition of Money Life. Stick around. We'll be right back with Don Yakman from the Yakman Fund.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.